I'm ready.
Y'all ready? We will begin our Friday, the November 14th, 2008, regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll start with just a few moments of silence, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honored with the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Item one is public comment. Mr. Dodd, did you want to speak to the court?
I'm sure that you noticed on election night that for the third time, the voters of Upshur County said that they want the unit road system. Now, I recognize that the last time this Commissioner's Court voted anything really related to that, that one of the commissioners was not even on the court at the time. I do remember at that time that one of the commissioners did vote and argue for the hiring of a qualified road engineer. Now, I believe that the citizens of Upshur County are speaking loud and clear that they want the unit road system to work. They want this commissioner's court to support the unit road system. So I encourage you, and I think I'm speaking for a lot of people in the county, to do just that. We want this body to reconsider past actions and to hire a qualified individual who's qualified by both training and experience to build the best kinds of roads for Upshur County, and who will put in effect a long-term plan for the betterment of the roads in the county. So I think that the ball is in your court, and I think the people of Upshur County are going to be watching to see what kind of action that you take.
Thank you, Mr. Dodd. Item two is to anyone else who wanted to speak to the court. In the next agenda, it reads that the court will immediately following the 9 a.m. regular session of Upshur County Commissioners Court. Court will take action to canvass the election results from the November 4th, 2008 general election. And I have the canvass results here. See them.
I won, didn't I?
Move to the blue.
You won.
I'll pray for me.
Move to approve. Good.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson to canvass. Second by Commissioner Campbell. Those in favor of approving the canvass?
Aye.
The vote. Oh, I need to say one other thing. The constable race in precinct four has requested, Mr. McCauley has requested a recount. That recount will occur Tuesday. It will be a hand recount. And so the votes are canvassed. I really believe all the votes are canvassed at this point, including that race. But those numbers have to be adjusted after the hand count. So those in favor of the canvass?
Aye.
It's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Those in favor? We're adjourned. Judge Maines. Yes.
What's that? I motioned to adjourn, so I don't know who seconded. I made a motion.
I don't know. I wasn't keeping track.
This last meeting.
Item two is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Good, I got some discussion on this.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to bring to the court's attention that after the last meeting, and I addressed not only the county auditor, but the sheriff or whatever, the county auditor had it placed in the paper that I could not read a report. Well, I'd like to clarify that at this court. The only thing that I can read is what I'm provided by the auditor and at this point in time, so it's understood by not only myself. I would like for the auditor to read aloud what this budget amendment here it consists of, so I know that I'm understanding what you've got here on these amendments.
These are mistakes I made on the last budget amendment where I had transposed the numbers or put the wrong line item on there. And when I made the budget amendments last time, I went to Treasury, ran the reports, and looked at it again. And there are a couple of line items that missed or missed.
So basically, I understand you say you're just clarifying or correcting the line item number.
That's it.
Okay. Well, if you would, sir, would you come up here and take a look at this copy of the last statements that were the last budget amendments and explain where we're moving this money from? Because I find these are totally different departments that you're moving the money into. The figures are totally different. There's nothing on the last amendments that coincide with this here except for 1 out of 10. Well, we can start with the first one up here. If you'd like to take a look at this here and show me where you can find that we move money from the fire marshal's department into the county clerk's office or whatever, I would greatly appreciate it.
That was one that came in after I cleaned up the budget amendments last time, and the expenses hit the books, and so I had already zeroed out her department, and so I had to move money back into her department, correct?
Okay, so when you said on this first item here that you're correcting Ms. Coding on the previous statement, that's not really what we're doing on this budget amendment here, is it?
I could read wording saying finalizing your adjustments.
Okay, how about the next one?
Do you have last month's?
No,
I'm
not with you. That was my item. Take a look at the last.
That down there.
Somebody's got that.
Commissioner Crittenden, Commissioner Crabtree, you'd like to see that.
That was from the last.
I just didn't bring mine with me.
Yeah, I'd like to bring to the court's attention that these are really not, if we approve this, we are not correcting Ms. Coding on the previous statement. We actually are doing budget amendments that was not complete from the last meeting. Is what it amounts to.
We wouldn't reward it that way if you'd like that reported that way.
With the exception of the law library here, and I find that one to be. So, like somewhat correct or whatever. You know, the figures are the same or whatever, but we're moving several hundred dollars around again, Mr. Smith, that this is my money I'm concerned about. And I'm sure the taxpayer, not only Precinct 1, is concerned about this, but in the county. So if you can, am I misreading this? Because I don't want to see a statement in the paper the next time, and I don't know how to read your...
Well, if you came to me on that last report, I could have told you, but in the poll, those numbers... $9,000 out of the sheriff's department, because we also did some line item adjustment in that same department.
No, So you did, it was $123,000 that we moved between the county jail and the sheriff's department. But that's not what we're talking about here. My problem is, you criticized me being in the papers, not me being able to read what you provided in front of me. I just want to make sure what I'm reading here is what you meant for us to read. And evidently, what you said is, no, it's not what you meant us to read. It's not correcting the misconduct here. So at this point in time, I don't see where the court can accept these budget amendments as is documented here.
Are these the budget amendments to clean up last year's budget?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that until we get that information on the paper that we're provided and what we're being assigned, that we table these budget amendments until the next meeting. So it's clear in the record as to what we're recording. Because we are not correcting miscoding on previous amendments.
Is there a second to Commissioner Crittenden's motion?
Will there be anything different?
Yes,
other than the typing on the top there?
No, your figures. These figures don't even coincide. They don't coincide.
There would be no difference. It would just be an explanation.
No, these figures come, if you don't mind, Mr. Smith, you came up here last time. You come up here this time and show me where these figures on the first department here.
It would be a different explanation instead of correct miscoding these finalized during budget.
If you look on this last amendment here, there's no money that's transferred from fire marshal to county clerk in the sum of $274.24. There's no money that's transferred from a computer department to a computer department in the sum of $59.70.
This is what it takes to finish what's not on that?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's the way it needs to be worded on this amendment here that we're supposed to accept this morning. Not that we're correcting a miscoding.
Okay. Well, he's got a motion, so. Now what's your motion?
My motion is to table this budget amendment here till the next meeting. Until it's corrected as to what we're actually, the action we're actually taking.
Why don't we just correct it here? We can correct it. We can just mark through those and correct this today.
Correct. I think it's more of a concern. You've got $1,200 in 911 mapping here. You've got $2,600 in juvenile probation department. You've got $1,569 in the tax assessor's office. Mm-hmm. We're talking about several thousand dollars here. It is not.
Does that affect the bottom line? Is any money coming out of reserves? Or is this money
that's already spent? Mr. Auditor, that question's back at you, whatever.
It is not.
But the wording on here is not correct.
We can change.
Let's clean up the wording on here.
We can change.
And make it
correct. Budget amendments.
I don't think we need to adopt it if it's not the correct wording.
Well, we won't. I don't want to table it. I think we need to correct it today.
Can we correct the wording in court here, Judge?
That's what we're here for.
Okay, yeah. And can we be provided with a copy of the document that states what it's intended for?
It'll be on the record. I've noted on here, I've marked out the correct miscoding on previous amendment and written at the top, finalized end-year budget adjustments.
Okay. You don't expect any other budget amendments out of the last year's budget?
No.
This is it?
Okay.
I ran
the last report.
Judge, the only one did you mark all 10 of those up?
Yes.
The only one that is semi-correct, well, it still wouldn't be correct to work because it's not a correct on this code, so they are all wrong. So. The money is correct on records management. So if the court wants to, I'll amend my motion to the fact that we won't accept it as worded, but as the court so words it during this session.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the budget amendments as corrected. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved.
So this is actually the final report on 2007, 2008?
It should be.
so that the public will understand, annually, about this time each year, there are budget adjustments that have to be made towards the end of the year, where some accounts, some line items have been overspent or underspent. And we take the money from different departments and different line items. We move all that money around because we can't increase the budget, but we move money around in order to make the budget all balance out to zero. And then when there's money left, completely left in the budget, I mean, at the end, then that money falls back into the reserves of the county.
Do you know where we stood on that?
I believe we were under budget for the total county approximately $50,000 to $60,000 on expenses.
Item D are the accounts payable.
Discussion here also, Judge.
Yes, sir.
Page 3, elections. Last item on there, Ms. LeGrone has us paying $50 for the use of table and chairs out there at the Glenwood water supply. And as I have brought this before the court before, and I think before Ms. our county clerk, it was in their agreement when they drew up the contract and leased that land out there from the county that they would provide the county with a place to hold an election at out there at no charge, as long as they hold that 99-year lease. And I don't think that we should pay this $50 bill on here.
Judge, may I speak?
Yes.
The Glenwood Water Board is not charging us for the use of the facility. They are charging us for the use of tables and chairs that they provide out there. It is not a charge for the facility. It is table and chairs. That was their decision.
And Judge, this be in a box in my precinct, I'm suggesting, I'm recommending in my motion I'm fixing to make here in a little bit that we do not pay this, that I will get with the water board out there and find out why they're charging for this when we don't pay anybody else for the lease or rental of their table and chairs. I understand there's some we pay for the use of the facility, but not for the table and chairs. And I think this is just a way that somebody is trying to reward an operation out there for something that we've got a 99-year agreement for, whatever. I've got a copy of this here, if Ms. LeGrone will let me finish here, whatever, that's from the letterhead from the water office out there. But I find it interesting that it's signed by nobody or whatever. It's just a blank sheet that's got her signature on here and the amount that we're going to pay. So, as I stated, this is a box in my precinct. And it's going to be a part of my motion in a minute that we do not pay this $50 until I have an opportunity to go out there and visit with them.
Do we have the money from the TxDOT? Are we going to give Big Sandy their money today?
It's on there.
I didn't see it.
I gave you a separate sheet.
Okay, that's the reason I didn't find it. I'm sorry.
Your secretary.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was one of those last-minute things that...
It was separate.
Okay. I just missed it. I apologize.
That's all right. Judge, I'm going to ask the court to approve the bill. It was sent in good faith, and I think the county, whether it's tables or chairs or whether it's a facility lease, I think they need to pay the bill. And you can call Ms. Jenkins. She's the one who sent the bill.
Okay.
And there will be other bills come in to be paid for the election. And I also want for the record that I take exception that there was nothing a reward to the Glenwood Water Department. I can't even tell you, unless I look at a piece of paper, who's on the board.
Any other discussion regarding accounts payable?
Do I want to bring this up? We have done an extensive amount of work, I say work, parking lot material out there, and I mean, I agree that we've got a lease, and I don't think we should. I'll say that I don't think that we need to pay that $50.
Thank you, sir. As respect out of the commission, that precinct, whatever, that's what I'm asking. The other item on here, I'd like to ask the commissioners in here, when you all go out to look at roads to help Bub out on his job, do you ask for reimbursement from the county for mileage?
I never have.
Mr. Campbell?
No.
As an elected official, I don't think it's our place. I think that we get reimbursed for mileage from certain areas, that being what we're required to do is go out, is go to school, to be educated in our areas. I find on here on page 3 also under elections, the third item from the bottom here, that our county clerk is making, I believe her salary is somewhere around $43,000 a year, is wanting to hit the taxpayers for another $33.93 for mileage that I assume you travel during the day of the election. Is that correct, Ms. McGrum?
Judge, I'm not going to stand up here and argue with Mr. Green.
This is not an argument. This is a discussion. This is taxpayers' dollars. I don't think that it's right that the county clerk, an elected official, should hit the taxpayers for $33.93 to do a service that she was elected to do anyway.
No, don't want to say anything.
I'm not going to argue with Commissioner Crittenden. He can showboat all he wants to, and I'm not going to argue with him.
This is not showboat. This is taken up for the taxpayers out there. Ms. LeBron, if you'd like to state what your salary is that you were elected to, and then to take another $33.
Any other discussion?
Yes, sir. In the same area there. Mr. Smith, did you intend to take the reimbursement mileage in that line item there out of educational expenses?
Page
3. We took it out of 10494 445 02.
That's what she voted into.
I would think it would come out of the mileage reimbursement line item here, which is 4520.
I don't think that's any percentage in the elections.
She's got.
I have reimbursable mileage in my election budget.
We can change the code, whatever.
Okay, I think.
I mean, if it's coded that way, that's what we put, because that's the elected official signing off on it.
Okay, so did you intend for it to come out of educational expenses?
Judge, I'm not going to argue with Mr. Crittenden.
Judge, that's just a question that this commissioner is asking her, and out of respect for the court, out of respect for the commissioners, I would ask that the county clerk would address the commissioner when I ask her, did you intend for that to come out of 4502?
I will follow the rules of order, and I will address the judge.
Would you prefer that it was paid out of mileage or education?
Yes, I would.
Okay. 4520.
We can change that. Yes, sir. Be glad to.
Okay. Page 4. This is under Mr. Michael Smith's department. Are you aware that you've got money that's coming out of your department for another department's employee for mileage?
No, not aware, but I'm aware that that has happened in the past.
Again, I guess the question is back at our county clerk. Is there any reason why this employee is paying mileage? It's the third item on there is the one I'm in reference to, Judge. That we're taking $30.42 out of Mr. Smith's account, his mileage, instead of taking out the county clerk's election mileage that she just stated she does have money in there for. Any reason why that would come out of there?
Judge, I'm sure it was a miscoding on the bill. I would never take it out of Mr. Smith had he brought it to my attention. I would have changed the code.
I can correct that also. I'll be
correct that to Department 490.
490, yes. Glad to.
Time, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the accounts payable as we have discussed, including not reimbursing the county clerk the $33.93 for her mileage that I think as elected official she does not deserve, nor does do any of the rest of us. Like I said, the commissioners up here, when they go to look at a road or go out to talk to a constituent in our precinct, we don't hit the taxpayer for reimbursement on our mileage, and also the $50 on the rental or the use of the table and chairs at Glenwood Water Supply. And the rest of the other items on the bills as we changed.
Do we have a policy? Maybe it applies to commissioners, I'm not sure, about
reimbursement inside the county? Okay.
Some counties pay travel and, you know, a set amount. A lot of counties do.
Our policy does not.
We have never paid.
Officials are asking for reimbursement. Commissioners, if they want to ask for reimbursement, they can ask for reimbursement.
Is there a second to Commissioner Crittenden's motion?
I'll second.
Let me understand this. So the whole $50, don't pay that until you check it out, or?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I'll get back with you just as soon as possible.
Well, I'll listen to the court. Because I can't pay it until the court says that you.
Let me understand that the commissioners are trying to decide how the official pays the bills out of her department.
Well, that was about to be my question. Working as the election administrator, is that part of her elected duties?
Yes.
Or is that because
she's not, she's not the election. County does not have an elections administrator. She's the election clerk.
By statute, is part of her elected duties?
The elections administrator cannot be an elected official. By statute. She's an election clerk.
By statute?
Yes.
Because she is the county clerk?
Yes.
I don't think we can do it. If she submits a bill, our duty is ministerial to approve the expense.
I didn't ask for it not to be paid. I asked for it to be tabled until I can get with that office okay. out there. Whatever.
Well, you asked not to pay her mileage.
That's correct. And as I think our auditor stated, that the elected officials do not have a line item for reimbursable mileage. Is that correct within the county?
No, I stated there is no policy for or against elected official receiving mileage.
I think if it's a legal bill and approved by the auditor, our duty is to basically rubber stamp it.
I don't think so, Judge. I think that's as an elected official, I don't think that would give that would give all of us the right to go out then and be reimbursed for mileage for travel or whatever when it comes to what would be our job duty or whatever. Now, like I said,
if the
educational or whatever is a different item.
If an elected official inside their department submits a bill that's approved by the auditor, our job is a ministerial duty to approve the payment of the bill. And we really don't have any choice.
No, we're.
Now, if you want to wait on the $50 bill, and I mean, we can table that one.
May I say?
But I don't think we can refuse to pay it.
I would appreciate it if you paid Glenwood Water. And then if they so choose to reimburse the county, then let that be their choice.
Judge, I remind the court.
I'm going to say this.
Again, we've got a contract.
I'm going to say this. That's right.
We've got a contract.
If they break their contract and they don't allow us to use the building as was originally intended, I'm not a lawyer, but the district attorney is sitting there.
I do think it's reasonable to allow Commissioner Crittenden to go. I mean, it's his precinct. If he'd like to go to Glenwood Water and ask them questions and question them about the bill, I think that's reasonable to allow him to do that. On the mileage, if the election clerk says pay the bill, I think we have to pay the bill. We can wait. We can look at the Attorney General's opinions, but I'm pretty sure I've read those in the past.
My motion is still as it stands. I think I've got a second to it.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payment of the bills with tabling the Glenwood Water payment for $50 in elections and to not pay the $33.93 for reimbursable mileage to the county clerk. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Is there any other motion on accounts payable?
So let me understand, Judge. We're going to go ahead and get Glenwood to pay the $50? Is that what you're saying?
No, there's no. We haven't done anything yet.
Motion to to table Glenwood Acres and pay accounts payable with that exception.
No, we didn't have three votes to do that. We had three votes not to do that.
I just made a motion to table Glenwood Acres.
Now we have to approve accounts payable in some form.
And to approve accounts payable with the exception of tabling Glenwood Acres.
$50 bill until James.
Is there a second?
I second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree to approve accounts payable with the exception of tabling the $50 payment to Glenwood Water in elections. Second by Commissioner Ferguson. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Aye.
The accounts payable are approved. Commissioner Campbell.
So we can stay in the election reimbursement for the mileage.
Item E is to accept for recording various commissioner court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, treasurer's monthly report, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve recording those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. And I will say that I've got Judge Main's bond here, and we will swear her in immediately after our meetings today, and then that will become part of the record. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3 is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
We have 5 properties this morning that we have bids for. First property on my list is in Precinct 1. It's in Glenwood Acres, Phase 4, Lot 264. I have a bid for $500. The property appraisal district has valued at $5,000. We struck it off for $2,000.
Motion to accept that bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the bid of $500 on the Phase 4, Lot 264, Glenwood Acres. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
I have another bid, same precinct, same subdivision. I have a bid for $500, a property located on Ashwood, described as Phase 4, Lot 265. The property valued by the appraisal district at $1,850. We struck it off for $2,100. Would you please?
Motion to accept that bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the bid of $500 on Phase 4, Lot 265, Glenwood Acres. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid is approved.
Next property I have, Precinct 1, described as 4 acres more or less situated in the Presley-Marlin survey. Located at 3357 FM 726 in Upshur County. We show an appraised value for $94,720, includes land and a brick house. We struck it off for $29,025.97. I have a bid for $3,350.
Hey, do you know anything about that house out there?
Not a lot. I know about where it is. I know it's a brick home. I don't know its condition.
Motion to reject that bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to reject the bid of $3,350 on 4 acres more or less situated in the Presley-Malding survey. Those in favor of rejecting that bid?
Aye.
That bid's rejected.
Next property I have is located in Commission Precinct 2. It's described as 4.113 acres more or less situated in the A.W. Smith Headright survey. It's located on Stock Road. It has an appraised value of $28,300 land only. It was struck off for $6,514.95. I have a bid of $5,000.
I move to accept that bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden, to approve the bid of $5,000 on the 4.113 acres situated in the A.W. Smith head right. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid's accepted.
Next property I have is located Commissioner Precinct 2. It's described as 0.482 acres, more or less, situated in the W.H. Herbert head right survey. It's located at 1316 Lane Street. We have an appraised value of land only, $16,170. We struck it off for $1,878.48. We have a bid of $1,000.
Move to accept the $1,000 bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden, to approve the bid of $1,000 on the 0.482 acres situated in the W.H. Herford. Those in favor of approving that bid?
Aye.
That bid's accepted.
That concludes my business with the court. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. 0.482. Item 4 is to hear from the Upshur County retired teachers concerning volunteer service hours donated to the citizens of Upshur County. You think I would learn to take y'all before our usual consent agenda? You have to remind me, Neil.
We appreciate Judge Fowler letting us come every time. I want to give you a handout about this. For your information, you might be interested in that last paragraph. The retired school employees in Upshur County do a lot of volunteer work, and this is the third year the judge and the court have allowed us to come before you to demonstrate our commitment to the county. We do a lot of volunteer work in the county. And Gerald White is going to hand a check to the court because she is the Upshur County volunteer who did the most hours. Year, the symbolic check is for $198,987, and that represents nearly 11,000 hours of volunteer work. Actually, we do a lot more volunteer work than that. Some of our people are very modest and humble and don't turn in all their hours. And we have people who don't belong to our organization who are retired school employees that also do a lot of volunteer work. So we are active and we're interested, and we appreciate the opportunity to come for the third year in a row to give you this symbolic check. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
It's a great check. It's great.
Last time
it was orange.
Y'all huddle up.
You can't put it in the fund balance.
That would be nice.
And as I said, we probably need to leave because we already
know we're talking. We understand. We understand. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Item 5 is to discuss and take action to change the hours of operation of the Upshur County Courthouse to 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. effective immediately.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden, to change the courthouse hours back to 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to approve the appointment of Amanda Trawick to the Upshur County Child Welfare Board. And they had we had a request to do that by the Child Welfare Board.
Move to approve.
Did you say? Okay. Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner K. Campbell to approve the appointment of Amanda Trawick to the County Child Welfare Board. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is to discuss and take action to accept Marganzer Road and Redhead Road into the county road system.
These are two roads in my precinct, and I asked Bubba to go out there and take a look at them, and I believe you did, and you said they're approved to be accepted.
Yeah. That's Marganzer. That's M-E-R, isn't it?
Yeah.
Marganzer.
That's a misprint.
I would like to also, of course, maybe look at some of these roads like this. They're presentable. That's what the agreement is on them. But, you know, this is one of the reasons why we really need to do asphalt and stuff. So, I'd just like y'all to keep that in mind and put that out on the bill. Thank you.
I believe, you know, that's something that we're asking a developer to do. Yeah. That, you know, is based on what his budget's going to be limiting to, whatever. But the majority of the developers that I believe they're building in the county are building asphalt roads into their subdivisions now. So that's a big plus.
Yes, it is.
Of course, I would. That all. But we do.
My motion.
Sometimes we do need to put a policy.
My motion is to accept these roads into the system.
I think Lord said it'd be misspelled. It was misspelled.
It should be M E R.
Okay.
It was correct on Commissioner Crittenden's request, but I misspelled it on the agenda.
That's just a Merganzer.
Not that I'm saying I had any difficulty reading your handwriting.
A Merganzer is a duck, and I don't know what a Marganzer would be, so.
I'm not a duck hunter. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept Merganzer and Redhead into the county road system. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Thank you, Bob.
8 is to discuss and take action to approve matching funds for the District Attorney's Family Violence Intervention Grant. And Mr. Bird's here. I'll attempt to explain this, and he can answer any questions.
I would love to speak, Your Honor.
Okay.
Gentlemen, this is the grant that I came before this court February 29th of this year, asking for your approval to approve 4 resolutions so I can seek 4 separate grants. We did receive 2 of those 4 grants. These are the same grants we applied for last year. This particular grant, the Family Violence Intervention Program, requires a matching portion from the county. I will say this. I have visited with county judge and our auditor. Because as it stands, as the grant was approved, we received $80,000 from the state. The matching portion from the county should have been $43,000 under the grant as it was written and presented. With that understanding, we have gone and done figures that I believe will allow us to hire one person versus 2. And it will get the figure down where the matching portion from the county would only be approximately $7,300. Let me follow that statement up. My intention was to always save taxpayers' money and get grants. Now, unfortunately, a lot of the grants require a matching portion. However, there is a program that we have in place that I have been utilizing somewhat. It is by law a provision. It's called the Pretrial Diversion Program. It's discretionary on me alone by law. But it is a way that we can generate money. And if we can create a new line item for that particular money, basically each person that's placed in that program, there's very specific types of crimes that fall into the category, we can charge $500 per person. So my intent is with this program, utilizing it and bringing in revenue, that at the end of the fiscal year, it will ultimately not cost taxpayers any money, so that the county will effectively not have to match that $7,300 portion as we have laid it out, and it will accomplish through the grant the hiring of an additional prosecutor for the county. So that's my goal and the intent.
It will, part of the match will be through Part of the match will be through insurance, and we get credited for our monthly in what we get to give a quantitative value to the insurance that we provide. And even though we don't specifically have to pay a premium for this new district attorney, we get to charge against the grant for what the our normal assessment of insurance would be for any one individual. So that's how Mr. Byrd can get down to that number of $7,300 in cash match. And what he intends to do then, we will have a new revenue item for this pretrial diversion program, and it'll only take about 14 people on that program to pay for this over the next 8 months. And essentially what we're getting is another district attorney. In a very worst-case scenario, even if we weren't able to get anybody on that program, worst-case scenario is that we spend $7,300 and we have another DA. So it's another assistant DA. So it's probably a pretty good deal.
Where are we going to take the money from?
I'm going to recommend that what we do is, as soon as Mr. Byrd gets somebody hired, then we will just spend the money out of his salary line item, because part of it will be coming back from the state, and then as we get money into this new revenue line item, we'll transfer money over into his salary line item.
And I'd say this: these grants are not easy. You have to really stay on top of them. They require monthly reporting to the state. And also I'll submit all those same duplicate copies to our auditor so that there's an accountability each month. But the goal, obviously, we're giving up something. These grants are difficult to get. We leapfrog a county that had this particular grant for 10 years. It required an extensive amount of time writing the grant presentation, and I solicited a lot of people, both at the federal and state level, to get this grant for the county. I would ask the court to please approve this with the hopes and the intent that at the end of the fiscal year, there's actually not going to be hard cash dollars coming out of the taxpayers, because I intend through the pretrial diversion program to make up that revenue.
Did you actually get the full 80? Is that what you got?
I got the full 80. And obviously, in order to make this workable, because I know the court's in tough position this fiscal year, and we had to dip into some reserves to balance the budget, I don't want to cost the taxpayers anymore. That was not the intent. We're going to give up some things under the grant out of necessity for the county in order to balance this budget and not cost taxpayers.
But if we don't receive the grant next year,
that person will not be employed. This is going to be something we continue to seek out this grant. My intent is to keep it. As long as I'm here, I'm going to do everything I can do, and my staff will as well, to make sure that we show proof to the governor's office that we not only need this grant, but we deserve the grant. And so if, however, at the end of the fiscal year, we're not refunded, no, that person would not be. I would not come back and ask you to fund their salary.
Move to approve.
Second. What's your intention? How much is the salary? Is this an individual fee?
It's going to pay approximately $50,000, which is a lot less experience-wise. For you to go out with someone with a lot more experience, realistically, we'd have to pay more than that. But I'll make it work.
And you'll still have to keep that other 30 in your budget to the 30.
No,
the 80.
No, no. We bill, that money doesn't come to us, that $80,000 from the state. We have to bill to get it, and we're only going to bill towards that $50,000, not that $80,000.
Okay.
And Mr. Byrd came up yesterday, and we discussed it at length, and we talked about if he hired an assistant DA at $60,000, but the number we finally came to was $50,000 that we thought we could. That the court might approve.
So when we're looking at the budget next year, and you reapply for this grant, and let's use the figures that you quoted today of $80,000, if you reapply again for the 80, could you possibly give that employee's increase out of the grant, or whatever, instead of having the county to come up with
I think it's a good question. I think theoretically it could get up to that level, but that would require that pretrial diversion program to increase in volume.
No, I probably wouldn't blame on that. I don't mean up to 80. I mean, if there was going to be a $5,000 raise for that individual, could you get 55 the next time, do you think, instead of just the 50?
I see. That's a good question. I don't know. I have.
So in other words, the county won't have to absorb any money for this, except for the $7,300 that we're. Is that a possibility?
Is it possible? It's possible. Yes, it is possible.
Second.
So bottom line is, should it be $7,350? Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, $7,300 in hard cash to get $50,000 benefit.
But I think what he said with the benefit of it, whatever, we're actually going to be at $0 if it works.
That's correct.
And this grant does allow us to get certain equipment and things that we apply for approved through the grant. So, and that's not going to be a no cost to the taxpayers.
And the if the total, the number I have is $7,347. Do you want a specific amount?
I don't think we need a specific amount. Mr. Burdick presented a budget for the expected revenue coming in as a pretrial diversion and the expenses going out of budget debt to cover any costs.
Okay, this is how I'm going to word the motion then. Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, and make sure that you're okay with this. Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve matching funds for the hiring of an assistant DA under the Family Violence Intervention Grant in the amount of $50,000. The salary to be $50,000 for the assistant DA, and we will provide the matching grants.
I have
matching funds.
And I'll be glad to present to the court a projected budget on the pre-child program at the next meeting.
I'll have that. Let's try to make the record clear.
Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Thanks, Mr. Byrd.
Thank
you. Item 9 and item 10 were for the court to go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Code's annotated 551.074A1 to discuss personnel matters, and item 10 was to come back into open session and take action. However, when I wrote the agenda, I was unaware of a Attorney General's opinion from October that said I need to be more specific in that matter. This addresses, I was going to ask the court after this last election if they wanted to discuss hiring or at least taking applications for an engineer. And Bubba, it's not personal. It's just after the election, I was going to ask the court again if they wanted to do that. So I don't think we can take any action because the items are not specific enough under this latest opinion. So that's all on the regular agenda.
Will it be back on the agenda the next time?
Yes.
So actually we're tabling this?
Well, it'll be reworded. It'll have to be reworded.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor of adjourn?
Aye.
We're adjourned.